According to scientists, that's the number of years we have to cut our use of fossil fuels by 45% and switch to sustainable, renewable energy sources. The next decade will be decisive. It's really our last chance to mitigate some of the damage we've caused to our already compromised planet. The eventual worldwide goal is net zero emissions by 2050. But if we don't take dramatic action now, we won't get there. As a 16-year-old, I can't vote yet, but my generation wants the politicians of this country to know that we are paying close attention. We see ever more destructive hurricanes, floods, and wildfires each year. We know that melting glaciers, sea level rise, and hotter ocean temperatures are threatening islands and low-lying cities with destruction. Famine and drought are creating refugee crises and political destabilization around the world. It will take bold leadership to turn this situation around, leadership that seems to be in short supply at the moment. I think there are actually two kinds of doubters in this situation. Those who persist in denying the very real effects of climate change, and those who are cynical that, given the enormous amounts of fossil fuel money funding many of our entrenched politicians, there's not a real possibility for change. But for many of us, especially we who will be college age or just beginning to build a career as the 2030 deadline arrives, waiting for the end of the world as we know it is not an option. On Friday, an estimated 4 million students from 163 countries on all 7 continents took part in the first ever youth climate strike. This includes approximately 500 rallies held in the US, with a 250,000 people marching in New York alone. The climate strikers are demanding renewable energy and green jobs, sustainable agriculture practices, and environmental justice for indigenous peoples and people of color who are disproportionately affected by the worst effects of climate change. As inspiring as this is, it's only the beginning. As Jane Goodall said, you cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. Together, we can persistently raise our voices and make ourselves heard. We can hold our current politicians accountable, or if necessary, choose new leaders who understand the true costs of climate change for current and future generations. Thank you.